think we left off on Kuf Dalet on the base, in the middle of the Amud. The Gemara says, Sholchan Eliyahu Adishmo. They sent a letter, they sent the psak to Shmuel's father. What was the psak? It's by the tiny letter. The line begins with the word Dishmuel. And then you have the tiny letter Dalet from the Ayin Mishpat. So they sent him the following din. We started it last week, but we didn't really learn it. Yivam Shirokako Tachlots. How do you do chalitza? There are three parts to chalitza. Main part is to take off the shoe. Yivam takes off the shoe from the right foot. Then you have to have rikika. And then you have kriyas apsukim. For she says a pasuk, and he says a pasuk. Then after it's all over, she says kachi asalish. So how much is meyakev? So just to review again, there were three opinions. So on the margin, on Omer Aleph, Kuf Dalet, Omer Aleph. So they quote the Tosfos and Sota. Tosfos and Sota claims that there is a Tana there in Sota who says that all three are Me'akev. The Kriyas HaPsukim, but the Chalitza, the Rikik, everything is Me'akev. And our Daf, that's not even quoted. That sheet is not quoted. We have in the Mishnah, Kuf Dalet, Omer Aleph, going over to Kuf Dalet on the base, Machlekes HaTanoim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, the only thing that's ma'akev is the chalitza. That's how we pass them. The rikika is not mi'akev. And Rav Lezer is of the opinion that the rikika and the chalitza are both mi'akev. So the Gemara has sholchalei le'avu adishmol. They sent a psak to Shmuel's father. Yivam she'rakako, if the Yivam did rikika, rikika is supposed to come after the chalitza. Yivam, if she did the rikika, she didn't do the chalitza, she didn't do the kriyas ha'psukim, she just did rikika. So now the din is tachlots. She's not allowed to have yibum. Once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibum. And even though she didn't do the chalitza, she only did the rikika, you're not allowed to do yibum. What is it based on? So the Gemara says, michlal, the inference is, what's the din based on? The ipsalala meachim, she's not allowed to do yibum. She's not allowed to do yibum. She has to do chalitza if she wants to be mitaris lihinasi lashuk. What kind of a din is that? So we spoke about it. The pasuk says in Chumash that a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. The boss says a grusha. The man gives his wife a get. Hariat mugeresh is many, but hariat mutaris lachaladim. That's a grusha. The Mishnah has in the end of Gittin, what if he gives his wife a get? And says hariat mugeresh is me many. I'm not obligated in sheik sisiana. The iat mutaris lushumadim. You're not allowed to marry anybody else. So that's not called a get. That's not a valid get. It's garnish mit garnish. But nonetheless, since the pasuk says v'isha grusha me'isha, if she's divorced from her husband, divorced then, of course, from her husband. The word me'isha is me'yuter. So the Tanoim, in the end of Mishnah, towards the end of Gittin, in the Mishnah quotes, that's called the Reach HaGet. Even though the Get is not chal, it's meaningless. Ariyat Mugoresh is Meman V'Harei Iyat Materis Lushumodim is Nishkin Get. But it smells like a Get. It's a Reach HaGet. So that's why she's Asur L'Koin. She's Asur L'Koin. The Rambam sounds like you hold that it's only a din midirabana, and the Shagasari has a tshuva. He thinks that the Rambam is not right. He thinks that Magen Mishnah is right, that it really is a din derais. All right. So many assume, like the Shagasari, that Reach HaGet is a real din derais. So the Tanoim learned it after a pasuk. So here there's such a similar din. Here there's no pasuk. Here there's a similar din. So Rabbi Chana Vassaman has a sefer on Yevamos. He says maybe they established, maybe this din is a din derais. When you do a chalitza, that's no good. The Yevama did the chalitza, but there's some kind of a psul. Let's say instead of doing the chalitza on the right foot, she does the chalitza on the left foot. So it's no good. Or let's say a cotton does chalitza. The thing is, kochi asa la ish, ish prat le cotton. A cotton can't do chalitza. So what if the cotton did chalitza? So the Mishnah says that if the cotton does chalitza, is a chalitza psulo. Here, that's on the top line of Kuf Hamad base. The Gemara goes on that line in the Mishnah. That line in the Mishnah says, "Katan shecholatz is chalitza psula." Rav Yudah Amar Rav. Rav Yudah was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Sometimes he quotes dinim from Rav. Sometimes he quotes dinim from Shmuel. Sometimes he says zon dinim. Sometimes he says zon dinim. But he often quotes from Rav. Often quotes from Shmuel. So he says in the name of Rav, "Zud devi Rav Meir." Meir holds like that, and we don't pass like that. Aba Chacham Marim. Chalitza is cotton is garnish megarnish. It's not even a chalitza psula. She's allowed to do yibum. Usually after chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibum. We say, because it says, kocha yosalish shelo yivne is besochiv. This is what we do to the man who is not going to be miyam. Who says he's not going to be miyam? He, so far, he didn't want to do yibum. Maybe next month he'll change his mind. He will do yivum. So the Gemara says, "Kimish alabana shuv leyivne." Once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yivum. So what if he did a chalitza psula, the chalitza with the left foot, or the yavam wasn't bar mitzvah when he did chalitza? So we have to learn all the different cases. We paskin over here, cotton shecholatz is garnish mit garnish. It's not even a chalitza psula. It's v'loy klum. But let's say chalitz bismol, it's chalitza also psula. That's a pasul chalitza. So that's what the Gemara says over here. If you did rikike, ika chasim and say, if you didn't do the chalitza, you only did the rikike. It's half. He's supposed to do rikike and chalitza. He only did rikike. The yavam did the rikike in front of the yavam. So even though you only did half of the chalitza, and she's not meteris lehinasi lashuk, that's enough to pass on a mikzas of the chalitza, even though she's not meteris lehinasi lashuk, it's not a kosher chalitza. Just like there's a din of rea haget, that asas lekuhune, so too there's a din of like a rea chalitza. Chalitza psula, that it asas not lekuhune, it asas that you're not allowed to have yibum. So the Gemara says, whose opinion is that? Mani. Whose opinion in the Tanoim is it based on? Because there's Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Lezer, and our Mishnah, whether the Rikika is Me'akev or not. If you should say, it's Aliba the Rabbi Kiva, that's how we pass. We pass like Rabbi Kiva against Rabbi Lezer, that the Rikika is not Me'akev. So, Freg the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. Hashto, it should be a Kalachimer, that Rikika alone should not ask to Yibum. Why? Ma'abamaka mitzvah, when you're doing the chalitza, kiddin, properly, and you want it to be mutaris lihinasa lashuk. The ikala meima, this room target point and say, midadhavi a'emurim, when you bring a korban, so you have to do zrika sadam. The dalar avoidis adam amayake. Whenever you bring a korban, you need shchita kabbalah halocha zrika. You need shchita kabbalah sadam, halocha sadam zrika. Once you did the dalar avoidis adam, the korban is kosher. Korban is kosher, so the kohanim can eat the flesh of the chattas and the oshim, and Yisraelim can eat the flesh of the shlomim. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Kozman, they weren't makter emurim, the kohanim are not allowed to eat the basa. If you don't have any, let's say the emurim with nitmu'u, osha ovdu, the emurim became tummy, so you're not allowed to be makter on the mizbeach. Or the emurim got lost somehow, the emurim got lost, so you don't know where they are. So when there's no mitzvah of haktoris emurim, then the kohanim can eat right away, the basar achatos, and the Israelim can eat the basar shlamim right away. But kozman the emurim are there, lefaneinu, it wasn't nitma and it wasn't ovad, so then the kohanim are not supposed to eat the basar achatos. So he says, isn't it a kalachayma? Ma b'maka mitzvah, and you want the chalitza to be mata di yivama, lashuk. The ikalameim of one could have argued the point and said, midi dehavi a'emurim, I should make a mashal to emurim. There also, you're doing a mitzvah hakrovas hakorban. So the ikar part of the korban is the dalar avodas adam. Shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. If the emurim are available, then it's ma'akev. Calls man, you're not makta de emurim. So the korban are not allowed to eat. It's considered like you weren't yotze the korban yet. Obed chiles nehu, lo miakvi. If the emurim disappeared, ovdu, oshinitmu, then it's not miakvi. Chiles nehu, if the emurim are here, then miakvi. Then we say the kohanim are not allowed to eat the flesh of the chattas and the osham until after you makta the emurim. So one might have thought over here, if you would have held when you're doing a chalitza, Rabbi Kiva holds when you're doing a chalitza to be makta the avama lashuk, even if you didn't do the rikika, you can do the rikika. So if you didn't do the rikika, they don't like it. It's not their cheretz. You just want to spit in front of him. But the din is b'di'evet if you did the chalitza without the rikika. Rabbi Kiva holds the Rikika is not Me'akev. So the whole Rikika is not Me'akev, even Lachati. She's allowed to remarry already. She's allowed to marry already. If all you did is the Rikika, so you're going to say that asks her to do Yibum. It doesn't make any sense. Amar Rabbi Kiva loy Me'akvam. If Rabbi Kiva says, Nachamal, Chisne loy Me'akvam, Chisne Me'akvam. He say, what's the Kavachayim and Nachamal? Hashle, ma b'malkam mitzvah dik. When you want the chalitza to be matad the yivama lehinasi lashuk, the ikalamem one could have drawn a parallel to the din of haktoris emurim. Mirda havi emurim, the chiles neir loy miakvi. If the emurim are nitmu she'avdu, the kohanim can eat their chelik. The chiles neir miakvi. So Omer Rabbi Kiva loy miakvi. Rabbi Kiva says that the rikika is not miakvi even but makam mitzvah. So miachem ifsala. If all you did was the rikika. Rikika is not really part of the matir. If you did the chalitza without the rikika, she's mutavis lein asal hashuk. How can you say that if you did the rikika alone, it's enough to ask a lachem. It doesn't make any sense. Frek the Gemara says, must be Aliba the Reb Loza. This psak that they sent Sholchalei Abu the Shmuel, the psak that they sent to Shmuel's father, that Yevam Sherokuka is already, if all he did is Rekika, the Gemara thought that it's a real din. Gemara didn't realize, the Gemara came to the conclusion it's only a Gzera the Rabbana. First, the Gemara thought it's a real din. Kivisha Labana Shuvla Yivna, a real halacha. So they thought it must be like if you did chalitza b'smol, or if you did chalitza b'kotten, according to Rav Meir in the Mishnah, you did a chalitza that was puzzle, that it's not enough of a chalitza to be matale, nasa l'shut, but it's enough of a chalitza to asa yivon. So it must be aliba de Rav Loza, must be according to the other town, Rav Leizer, Rav Loza, two girsas in the Mishnah. So what's Rav Leizer is of the opinion that the rikika and the chalitza are both miyakev. So if you did one of them, it's already enough to asa. Freg the Gemara, just a minute. Shouldn't this depend on the topic of Shnei Dvarim HaMatirim, Mailim Zeh Beloi Zeh? Usually, man gives a ring to the girl, says, Harei Mekudeshes, that's a Maisei Kedushin. Man gives a get to his wife, Harei Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes. He do one thing and it brings about a result. Sometimes the halacha requires you have to do two things. A composite, a combination of two different things brings about a result. So the Gemara gives an example. On Shavuos, there's a special korban, kivsei atzeres, an unusual korban. Usually a shlamim, a korban shlamim, is a shalma yochid, a private person with the korban shlamim, and it's a kachim kalim. Kachim kalim is nechal b'chol ho'ir, b'chol Yerushalayim. On Shavuos, once a year, one of the musafim is a shalmi tzibur. Kivsei atzeres is a shalmi. Shalmi tzibur is a kachim kachim. It's the only korban that, if it's a korban yochid, it's a kachim kalim. If it's a korban tzibur, then it's a kachi kachim. In conjunction with the kibsi atzeres, with the zivchei shalmi tzibur, you have to bring shtei halechem. When you make kedushas peh, you make the matzahs, shtei halechem is chametz. Shtei halechem is chametz. Halechem upon him is matzah. All the menachos are matzah. And the shtei halechem is chametz. The Gemara considers it a higher level of a korban. If it's chametz, a chance to rise, it's considered a mochosh of a korban. Usually it's asr. You're not permitted to let the korban mincha become losi after chametz and nisa. The exception to the rule is the shtei alechem is dafke has to be chametz. So what's the kaddish to shtei alechem? So when you bake it and you have in mind, you say make kedushas pei. You say this should be hegdish. It only gets kedushas damim lamizbech. It doesn't get the kedushas haguf lamizbech. That's the same by all menachas and nesachim. That's the name of the perek in the end of menachas. Menachas van sachim mishikitshu bikli. If you have a bottle of wine and you want to donate it to the Beis Hamikdash to pour it to do Nisach Hayayin with it, a korban b'fnei atzma, sometimes that Nisach Hayayin comes in conjunction with a korban behema. Menchosim in his kem came a duber. And sometimes you have a mincha in conjunction with a korban of a behema. Menchosim in his kem. And sometimes you bring a mincha, a korban b'fnei atzma. You bring yayin as a korban b'fnei atzma. So if someone is magdish, kedushas peh, he sets aside a sack of flour and he says, this should be Kodesh B'Kedushas Mincha. The bottle of wine, this should be Kodesh B'Kedushas Nesachim. So it only gets, the Mishnah says, it only gets Kedushas Damim Lamizbeach. Means that it still lends itself to Pidyon. It doesn't get the Kedushas Aguf Lamizbeach until you put it into a Klisharis. So here, if you have the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, you make a Kedushas Peh, but it only has Kedushas Damim Lamizbeach. What endows it with the Kedushas Aguf Lamizbeach? So the Mekadosh is the Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. The Dalar Avodas Adam of the Kivsei Atzeres. Shtei Alechem is supposed to come in conjunction with the Kivsei Atzeres. When you do the Dalar Avodas and the Kivsei Atzeres, all four acts, Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, that's Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem. So it's only Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem if you do all the Avodas Lishma. The Shchita Lishma, Kabbalah Sadam, Halacha Sadam, and Zrika Sadam. What if he does the Shchita Shaloi Lishma? He knows that it's the Kivsei Atzeres. He knows he's supposed to, the one Shechting, he's supposed to shechta the shen kivsei atzeres. If he made a mistake and he thought that it's achatos, so that's not called akira betoes, is not called an akira. But he didn't make a mistake. He knows that that's a kivsei atzeres. He thinks that it's more important to bring in a achatos. He knows better. The rabbanim of the Beis Hamikdash say this is a zivchei shalmei tzibur. You should shechta it as a shalmei tzibur kivsei atzeres. He thinks that we need another achatos. He's mishana the kedusha on purpose. Then it puzzles. It's not, when you did the shchita shalom, it's not going to help you do the kabbalah sadam halachas sadam zrika sadam lishma. It The whole carbon is already toignish. He did the shechita shlo lishma. Everything that follows is also, even you have lishma, it's not going to endow the shtei alechem with the kedusha, with the kedusha guf lamizbech, alone have kedusha damim lamizbech. But the shaila is if you did the shechita lishma, and then you did the other avodah shlo lishma. So in order to be mekadosh the shtei alechem and shavuos, you need all the four avodah. You need shechita kabbalah. The Gemara presents it as if you need the Shechita and the Zrika. Pashtus is not just the Zrika, you need all the Dalar Avodah Zadam. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. If you did the first one, Shalor Lishma, Shechita, Shalor Lishma, so nothing is going to be Mekadosh to Lechem after that. Once you did the first Avodah Shalor Lishma, it doesn't help that you did the others. Shaila only is, the only time there's a Machlekes Satanaim is if you did the first one, Lishma, and the other ones you did Shalor Lishma. So do you say when you need two Avodas to be endowed Shtei Alechem with Kedush Zaguf Lamizbeach, do you say when you did the Shechita Lishma that gives it a partial Kedusha? When you do the Kabbalah Halacha Zrika Lishma that completes the Kedusha? Or do you say no? Shnei Dvarim Hamatirim Mailim Zeh Belo Zeh? Does it elevate the level of Kedusha? Gives it a Miktsas Kedush Zaguf Lamizbeach? No. If you need both, unless you did everything Lishma, the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, everything Lishma, the Shtei Alechem are not even endowed with the partial Kedusha. So Gemara understands that that's a Machlokes Satanoim, with the Shnei Dvarim HaMatirim, you need two Avodas. Well, the Gemara is leaving out the Kabbalah Satam, the Halacha Satam, they're talking as if you only have Shechita and Zrika. Okay, Lemaise, it's really four, not two. But to make it, to simplify matters, so we'll say as if you need two. You need the Shechita, HaKarben Lishma, and the Zrika, Sadam Lishma. Zrika means everything, the whole avodah, everything with the dam. The Shechita is also avodah sadam. Rashi in Soita, beginning of the second parak in Soita, Rashi explains that there are dalar avodahs by a mincha that are parallel to the dalar avodah sadam by a korban. So Rashi says the kmitza is parallel to the Shechita. Kmitza is you're killing the animal, kmitza is flour. How is it parallel? So Rashi says kmitza, you mevarech chelek avoya. You take out the kaimitz, but you're going to be makter on the mizbech, and the rest the kohanim are going to eat. The shiari menachas the kohanim eat. So that's what shechita is. Shechitas chulin is to kill the animal in a specific fashion. It shouldn't have a nisan avela. Shechita by kochim is not so much to kill the animal. Shechita by kochim is to be mevarech chelek avoya, to get the dam that you're going to use for the zrikas hadam. That's what Rashi writes. So the shechita is also the first of the dalad avodas hadam. Kabbalah Saddam, Halacha Saddam, Zrika Saddam, that for sure is Avodah Saddam. But even the Shechita, Rashi says, is also Avodah Saddam.
Even so, it's Mutta
Bazaar. Even though it's Kosher Bazaar, right?
Kmitza also
Mutta Bazaar. No, Kmitza is an Avodah. Not 100% parallel. Okay, correct. It's parallel, but it's not 100% parallel. So the Gemara understand that this Machlokes is a universal Machlokes. Whenever you need, when you mekadosh an ishi, you give a ring, mekodeshes. You give a get, you gave the get, she's mekodeshes. What's the din if you need two pa'ulas to bring about a certain result? We have it all the time, a ger. How do you megayer a ger? So if it's a man, so you need a bris milo. And then you have to have that, you should go to the mikveh. So there's one tana's of the opinion that if he had the bris milo, he didn't go to the mikveh, he's already Jewish. It's only a mitzvah to go to the mikveh. One tana holds fakir. If he goes to the mikveh and he didn't have the bris milah, he's already Jewish, it's just a mitzvah, l'chatchila. He should do the bris milah like everybody else. We don't pass like that. We say, mol v'lay toval is a goy gomer. Mol v'lay toval, tov v'lay mol is a goy gomer. So that's the question, why is a goy gomer? The Achreinim talk, the Karanoira talks about this, it's really Yesh talks, and other Svarim talk about it. Why shouldn't it be subject to this shaila, to this debate of the machlekes hatanam? You need Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shin. Whenever you need Shnei Dvarim HaMatir, meaning two pa'ulas to bring about one result. So maybe when you did the first pa'ula, maybe that brings about partial result. You should be Chatzi Yehudi, Chatzi Nochri. Ben Chaschinach has like that. We know there's a Chatzi Abed v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. How can I have a Chatzi Abed v'Chatzi Ben Chorin? If a person gives a Shtashichra to his Evik Nine and he writes, Arei, Chetzich Meshuchrer, so Yemashach HaChatzi Avda, it's not Chal. Adi Yav HaChatzi Avda V'Chatzi Mechari. Gemara says, an Evish al Shnei Shutvim. And one Shutv gave Meshtar Shichu, and the other Shutv didn't. So that's how Yav HaChatzi Avda V'Chatzi Mechari. So Min Chaschinach has, you can have a Chatzi Yehudi V'Chatzi Nochri also. He gives you the cases. Have it in Ebenezer. Chatzi Nochri V'Chatzi Yehudi. So over here, that's the Shaila. Let's say, a Ger who had the Bris Milah, but he didn't go to mikveh yet. So maybe I should say, Zachatzi Yisrael, Zachatzi Nochri, wherever that will lead you to, whatever the din will be on such an animal. and a chatzi Yehudi, chatzi Nochri. So that's a question. The Gemara never discusses that. So the Gemara only extends this machlokes. It's not just a local machlokes on Shavuos by the Shtei Lechem, and which are endowed with Kedushat HaGuflam Mizbeach by the two Avodas of the Kibsi Atzeres, the Shchita and the Zrika. It applies to Chalitza as well. If you all like the Tana Reb Lezer, that they're both Miyakev, the Chalitza and the Rikika, both Miyakev. And he did A without B, did B without A, did one without the other. So the Gemara says that'll be the same Machloikis, whether Milam Zeh below Zeh, is anything accomplished? Or he's saying nothing is accomplished till you do the two pulas, till you do the Chalitza with the Rikika. But he's saying no, when you did one, if you did the Rikika, she's half considered partially Chalitza. You do the Chalitza, when you do both the Chalitza and the Rikika, then she's fully Nechlitza, fully Chalitza. If you do one without the other, she'd be partially Chalitza. Mixes Chalitza, mixes Hena Chalitza. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Nachamal. They thought that this din, Shol Chalele Avua de Shmuel, they sent a Psach to Shmuel's father, if the Yvama did Rikika, and she didn't do the Chalitza, so that's already a mitzvah of the Chalitza. It's enough to ask her to do Yibum. Nothing was really chal. Where do you have a case by a get? Where do you have a case by a get where you need two things? For two things, you need the ksivas haget. The shama hold like that. By a get, you need ksiva lishma. All the shtar mechira and a ksuba and a tenoyim, no shtar needs, normal shtar does need ksiva lishma. The only three shtars that need ksiva lishma are a get, needs ksiva lishma, shtar kiddushin, Makar Shabbai Leitzia, and Ishtar Shikha Ave Knaini, Lola Meisha. These are the three stories that accomplish a change in the area of Yisra Heter, so the din requires a unique Ksiva Lishma. What does it mean, Ksiva Lishma? It's like a big matzah Lishma. It's like you write Tfilin Lishma. You tie tzitzis, you tie on the tzitzis Lishma. That's what it means. So the Gemara is muchach that it doesn't mean that. Ksiva Lishma means that it's a composite. Every other star in the world, the Ksiva Sashtar, you're preparing the Chavtza, with which you're going to make a kinyan, and the Mesiris Hashtar is the kinyan. The Tfisis Bal Hashtar is the kinyan. By a get, and by a shtar Shechar Avikneini, by the shtar Kiddushin, the three shtars of Issa Veheta, that do need Ksivu Lishma, there we say the Gerishin is accomplished, it's a composite of two activities. You need the Ksivu with the Mesiris Hashtar. You need both. So what if you did the Ksivus Haget? Let's say the man wants to divorce his wife. He did Ksivus Haget, and he never gives the get to the wife. He wrote a get and he never gave it. The Bishamay Taka say it's a Riach Haget. Bishamay say it's a Riach Haget. That's like over here. You need Shnei Dvarim HaMatim, you need Ksivus Haget Lishma. That's what it means, Ksivus Lishma. That's the Hascholos HaGerishin. So Bishamay hold, it's Hascholos HaGerishin. So you did Ksivus Lishma, but then you change your mind. You rip it up, you don't give it to your wife. So that's already Hascholos HaGerishin. It's already Riach Haget. And if he's a Kohen, now he has to give her a get. Now, he's not allowed to live with his wife. So we don't paskin like Beishamai. Why not? We hold Ksivus HaGet is considered the beginning of the Gerishin if ultimately he gives it this get. If Lebesof he doesn't give this get, he rips it up, he changes his mind, then the Gerishin didn't get off the ground. It didn't even begin. But over here we're talking, he did the Shechita of the Kibsi Atzeres Lishma. He did the Shechita Lishma. And then later on, he doesn't do the Zrika Lishma. So the first one was done Lishma. Even though it didn't end up, he didn't finish it. But since he did the Shechita Lishma, so that's subject to the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Loza Rebbe Shimon. Do you say that the Shtei Lechem have a partial Kedusha? Part Kedusha Guf L'Mizbech? Part Kedusha Zdamim L'Mizbech? No, but that's the question. Maybe it's only a Recha Chalitza. If he did the whole Chalitza, but there was something wrong, the kid was not Bar Mitzvah. So that's a condition. Kochi Asalish, Ish Part L'Kotten. A cotton is no good to do chalitza. So if the yovam is not by mitzvah, you did the whole chalitza, but it's possible. Or you did the chalitza from the left foot. So you did the whole thing from the beginning to the end, but it's possible. Shabbos, what if you only did the rikika? You did part, you didn't do it. So if you did the chalitza, you didn't do the rikika. So that's it, finished. You did the chalitza. We pass like Rabbi Kiva. The chalitza is finished. The rikika is not miyake. Shabbos, you only did the rikika. You didn't do the chalitza. Yeah, well, that's the original pasuk is like that. Isha Grusha Me Isha, Fidelan is Gasha Elam Isha. That's the original din. I don't know. That's the original din, Shteit Azad. Then the Gemara says, what if he gave a get that was written Shalor Lishma? The Gemara said, that's not a Reach HaGet. It doesn't even get off, doesn't get the first base. And what if the get was a little bit written Lishma? Let's say he has two wives with the same name, and he can't afford both, and he has to divorce one of them, and he wrote a get, and he's going to decide later which one to give the get to. So the Gemara said, that's not a reach get either. Whenever the get was not written, the Shema, even though it was written partially the Shema, that's not even a reach get, the Gemara said. Based on the Gemara, the Pashta says the one and only case of reach get is only that one case where the husband gives the get to the wife and he says, Arei Megoresh is many v'arei iyat muteres l'shumadim. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. The one and only case of reach get. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba that whenever the Bezin requires that they should give a get l'chumre, Mikra din, they know you don't need a get. Let's say in a civil marriage, a couple is married civilly, but they never had chuppah v'kiddush. So Ruba deruba of the Paskim say that Mikra din, they're not married, then you don't need a get. But l'chatchila v'machmer v'choshish, maybe Eidon Osa Bilosa Bilosnuz, maybe he had in mind when he was with her, maybe they had a mind Hashem Kiddush Biyah, and there are Jewish people in the neighborhood who know that they're living together, Kedarach Yishu V'Yishtai, so it's considered as if you have Edim who know that they're living together, and they're probably living together, the Shem Kiddush. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah has that Chumrah, Ashkenazim followed that Chumrah from the Ramah, the Sfarim don't have. That there's another case of Reach HaGet. But Medina de Gemara, the only one case of Reach HaGet is only that one case. The husband gives a get to the wife and says, but now the Gemara is carrying it over, possibly Menatara, Rabbi Hanan Vassaman suggests, carrying it over to Chalitza. If you did the Chalitza, Bipsul, so it's like just like there's a din of Reach HaGet, when you get to Asa Lakuna, so the din of Reach Chalitza to Asa to do Yibam. So the Gemara says, if you only did Rikike, you didn't do Chalitza. So you did half, you need both Rikike and the Chalitza to be Matahar, that it should be considered the full mitzvah. You only did one without the other. So the Gemara says, should you say that it has a partial accomplishment? Has a partial Chalois? Miktsasa Chalutza, Miktsasa Eina Chalutza? If the Yivama has beer with someone, it's a lav, she gets Malkus. If she had a half Chalitza, maybe there shouldn't be Malkus. Maybe it's like a Chatzi Shir. She's Miktsas Chalutza, Miktsas Zekuka. Before you do chalitza, it's called zekuka. After you do chalitza, it's called a chalutza. But maybe you should treat it like a mitzvah chalutza. It should be a chatzis shir. If you hold shnei dvarim hamatirim ma'alim zeh b'lo zeh, the first, when you need two actions to bring about a certain result, so the first one brings about a partial result, and the second one clinches it. So that's what the Gemara introduces, the whole idea that if you did only rikike, you didn't do chalitza, that should be a mitzvah, that should be a partial chalutza. And that should be enough. A partial chalitza, a chatzis shir chalitza should be enough. The asa to do yibam is only nitan v'hayam. If you all like Rabbi Lezer, if you all like Rabbi Kiva, that the rikika is not miakev, so it's not shnei dvarim hamatirim. It's only the chalitza is miakev. The rest is just la mitzvah to have the mitzvah b'shlei musa, but it's not part of the matir. The matir is only the chalitza. The Gemara says so the whole meduber is ella the Rabbi Lezer. The whole discussion is if the din would have been, the din is not like Rabbi Lezer. That's what the Gemara is going to say. So what did they send them up? Psak, that's according to Rabbi Lezer. We don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. Gemara says, Ela le Rabbi Lezer. So the whole meduber is, if you hold like Rabbi Lezer, you need rikike and chalitza to be matahar. So if you had one without the other, so you should raise an issue. Maybe it accomplishes a chatzi shir of a result. But that's subject to machlokes. Veshnei dvarim hamatirin ninu. This should be similar to the case by the Kibsi Atzeres, Nishnei Dvarim HaMaterim, Eidem Adam Zeh Belo Zeh. The din is that it doesn't accomplish a partial result. So the Gemara says, Eloki Rebbe, you have to say it's within Rebbe Lozer, Ablazer, and the Mishnah, that you need Rikike and Chalitza, and it's according to Rebbe Shita, the Tanya. Kibsi Atzeres, Eim Mekatshem Alechem, the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos only gets the Kedush Daguf Lamizbeach, when you do the Shechita Lishmo, you need the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam of the Kibsi Atzeres. Before you do the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam, the Shtei Alechem only has Kedush Adamim Lamizbech. Like Menachas and Sachem only have Kedush Adam Lamizbech till you do Kiddush Kli. So you don't need a Kiddush Kli. So this is the Mekadosh. So what if Ketzad? What are the details? Shechotan Lishman, Mizark Dama Lishman, Kiddush Alechem. If you did all the Avodas, everything, Shechita, Kabbalah, Allah, as we call the Dalar Avodas Lishman, Kiddush Alechem, fine, the Shtei Alechem is Kaddish. As Kedush Haguf Lamizbech. Shochat, so Rashi says, what's the significance, what's the relevance that it has Kedush Haguf Lamizbech? So Rashi says, Nifsal B'yotze, and it's Nifsal B'lina. If you have something that only has Kedush Adamim Lamizbech, so if you take it out of the Azar, it doesn't become possible. Only if it had Kedush Haguf Lamizbech. And if you leave it overnight, then won't become nipsal. It's only nipsal belina, nipsal biyotze, if you take it out of the azar, if it had already a kedusha guflam is bech. Okay. So if he did everything lishma, kiddush alechem. What if shachat shaloi lishman? If he did the shechita shaloi lishman, it's not going to help what you're going to do later lishman. So lamala v'lamarit, he started off on the left leg. Shachat shaloi lishman, it's everything toiknish. V'zarek lishman, he does the zrika, he does the kabbalah halacha, the zrika lishman. That doesn't help. It's not kiddush alechem. It's not even considered that you have mikzas lishman. Once the first avoida, the shechita, was done shaloi lishman, the rest is not chal lishman. But what if it's faker? What if shachat lishman, the shechita was done lishman? Zarek daman shalor lishman. The other rabbis were done shalor lishmoi. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. So Rebbe's opinion is kaddish v'yena kaddish. Shnei dvarim hamatirim. When you do the shechita lishmag, it endows the shtei alechem with a partial kedusha. It's like a chatziyeve v'chatzi merchon, chatzi yisov v'chatzi yehudi, chatzi nochi. So this is a chatzi kedusha guf lamizbech and a chatzi kedusha zdam lamizbech. The very Rebbe. Rabbi Rebbe Shimon Amar no. When you have shnei dvarim hamatirim, ena ma'ilim zeh b'loy zeh. So the Gemara says, psak that they sent to Avua de Shmuel, that if you do chalitza, if you did the rikika without doing a chalitza, she's already asu alohachim, only makes sense if you have a combination of shitas here. You have to hold first and foremost like Reb Lezer. Shchit the rikika in the chalitza, both miyakev. Then you have to hold like Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. It's a different time, it's not the same. One is Reb Lezer in the Mishnah, one is Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, two different people. You have to hold like Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, that's Shnei Dvarim HaMatirim, Amaylim Zeb, you have to hold like Rebbe, that's Shnei Dvarim HaMatirim, Amaylim Zeb, and those that accomplishes a partial result. So the Gemara says, but we don't pass like Reb Lezer, we pass like Reb Akiva. So what's going on over here? The Gemara says, Miyom Reb Akiva, Matirim is Labdavka, means whenever you need two pa'ulas to bring about a result. Like Geirus, that's what they is. The Geirus, you need the Mila and the Trila and the Mikveh. So how come the Gemara never discusses the topic of Shnei Dvarim HaMatirim over there? Once the brother dies, so she's Zekukali Yavam. She's supposed to have Yibum. She can have Yibum to any other brothers. But once you do Chalitza, then she's not allowed to do Yibum. So even if you did a partial Chalitza, so it's like a Chatzi Shira of a Chalitza. So everything is Lechumra. If it brings about a half result, if you do one of the two pullers, it brings about the half of the result, half of the chalais. So she should be still asur al hashuk, and she should be asur al ha'achim. You shouldn't be allowed to have any evil. But that's only if you hold like Reb Lezer. But if you hold like Reb Akiva holds that it's not shnei dvarim ha'matirim. The only thing that's the matter over here is the chalitza. The rikika is not part of the matter. So the Gemara says the whole thing doesn't make any sense. That's why, you see, by Gerus, the Gemara never relates it. The Gemara never relates the topic to Gerus, even though you need Mila and Tfilah. So that's what, it's a very popular notion. Rav Soloveitchik has this in his printed, he gave one of his printed essays, Esped for Avelbel or something, where he talks about this. Why didn't the Gemara equate Gerus to this topic, Shnei Dvarim HaMatirim? So that's what many suggest as Svara. It's not that you need Mila and Tvila in the mikveh to make him into a ger. If it's a woman, all you need is Tvila. So if it's a man, not that you need two things, Mila and Tvila. The Tvila makes him into a ger alone, but there's a condition. An Orel can't become a ger if he doesn't have a bris Mila. But it's not that the Mila is a Maisa Geris. Let's say, would you need a bezn of three? You only, when you do a Maisa Geiris, you have to have a Bezin present. And if you didn't have a Bezin, so the Geiris is not Chal. So do you need a Bezin present when you do the Mila also? Or do you only need a Bezin present when the Geiris Tovel in the Mikvah? So the Rambam writes, you do need a Bezin B'Shas Mila. So Lachatchila we do like that. But for the Eved, the Psak HaMekubal all over is very often what you have is, unfortunately, it's a very common situation. You have a Jewish man who's living with a non-Jewish woman. And they have a baby boy. So the baby is not Jewish. The mother is not Jewish, so the baby is not Jewish. So the father calls up a moel and he says he wants to have a bris done on the baby. The moel doesn't know that it's a goyisha baby. He didn't even have a mind l'shem geiris. So they didn't have, sometimes they don't always have a bris in the shul. Sometimes you have a bris in the home and you only have relatives there. And nobody ever told the moel that it's a geiris. So you didn't even have a bezna of three people or kasha to serve as a bezna over here. A lot of the people are not observant, so they can't serve the people attend the bris. But the Eved, we paskin, if the Mila was done, l'shem bris milah, the shem mitzvah, wasn't done the shem geiris. We pasken that it's good for the geiris, even though there was no bezin. We say the bezin is not miyakev, and even though the milah wasn't done the shem geiris, done the shem mitzvah also. But yeah, but it's good. You just have to have the bezin present when you table the baby in a mikveh. When you do the tefillah, it has to be, that's the ma'aseh geiris. So that's the standard explanation there, Rav. So leitchi, many others give. Why isn't geiris considered an example of shnei dvarim hamatirim, that it should be subject to this machlekes hatanoim? So mol v'loy toval. The Gemara says, a goy gomer. Why is a goy gomer? Should be a chatzi yisrael, a chatzi nochri. So the answer is, no, the mila doesn't, no one says the mila is a ma'aseh geiris. The mila is... Orlus is ma'akev. You can't, the geris is not chal if the person is an oral. If it's a woman, so the tefillah and the mikveh accomplishes the geris. If it's a man, also the tefillah and the mikveh is the sole ma'aseh geris. And the tefillah is just a ma'akev. One is an oral. We learned from the psukim that geris can't be chal on the person is an oral. If the mila was done, the shem mitzvah, that's enough to take off the status of oral. If you have a non-Jew who did circumcision, not the shem mitzvah, he's still considered an oral. But if you did the mila either l'shem geiris or l'shem mitzvah, it's shein oisaro, and then the geiris is accomplished with the tefillah and the mikveh alone. It's not a composite of two. If one, so that was in Europe. That was a big machlokes. There were gedolim who thought that if he can't have the mila because he has a heart condition or something like that, but his blood doesn't clot. So there were those who thought that he can become a geir with the tefillah alone. And many disagreed. Chaim Moser was in charge of the Vad HaYeshivas. He used to shnor money, he used to go raise money. All the money came from America. They used to send it. They used to send letters to Chaim Moser with tens of thousands of dollars. All the money went through him, and he distributed the money depending on how many students there were in every yeshiva. You don't give to every yeshiva the same amount. This yeshiva, they have 30 students, they have 300 students. They have to give different amounts of money. So he used to distribute the money. So on one occasion, the Sri Yesh quotes this story. On occasion, Chaim Moser visited a wealthy man, a Jewish man who had a factory, and he got him to give money for the Vada yeshivas, to support the yeshivas. Then the man was priding himself that he converted. He was born a non-Jew and he became a ger. So it shows Chaim Moser, he has hanging on the wall a ksav geris from Abitzel Aponavezha. Abitzel Aponavezha was a very original thinker. So he writes the whole psak, his whole pilpul, he writes in the ksav geris, that the man was, I think, a hemophiliac or heart condition, whatever, and he wasn't for health reasons. If a man doesn't have an orla, let's say that part of his body is missing, cut off that part of the body. It's like he becomes a ger with tefillah. He's like a woman. This is quotes that from the Halachas Gedolos. If he has the eva ha'orla, but he had a circumcision done, so then there's a machlokes hatanoim. Would he need Hatovas Dambris or not? So we're machmer misofik. We're machmer to do Hatovas Dambris. Because 2 days in Tesis, how we pass. Machlegs Hatanoim and Perak Ablez in the Mila, Machlegs in Tesis, how to pass. So we'll do Hatovas Dambris, but we don't say a brocha. But let's say he has an oral law, but it's a sakonis nefashis. If you're going to perform a bris mila on him, either heart condition or hemophiliac. So then most of the Paschim held he can't become a ger. It's ma'akev in the other. So this ger shows Rav Chaim Moser that he shows him the ksav ger. So Rav Chaim Moser reads it. So it says there that he became a ger with tefillah and a mikveh alone. Rav Chaim Moser tells him, I want you to know you're not Jewish. That we don't hold like Rabbi Tzela. He was a very big Baal Mechadosh, Rabbi Tzela. Like the Ragel Shofar was also a big genius and he had original ideas. But Ruba de Ruba, most of the time we didn't accept his original chidushim. So the same thing, Rabbi Tzela Ponovich was a very big Baal Mechadosh. Very little of what he was Mechadosh has been accepted. Every so often, he's such a big Baal Mechadosh against often the Gemaras. He forgot the Gemara. Agav Churfei Shabesh, the Gemara says. People are very sharp. Sometimes they rely on their sharpness and they say against often the Gemaras. He has things that are against often the Gemaras sometimes. Anyway, so that if the Gemara holds it, doesn't make sense. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Rikika is not Miakev. It's not even Shnei Dvarim Hamatirim. If the din would have been, if he would have held like Rabbi Leizer in the Mishnah, that the Rikike and the Chalitza are both Miakev, then it would be a good sushto. It's named the Bar Mahamatirim, and it would depend on Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Leizer, Rabbi Shimon, whether the Rikike is considered as if it accomplishes half of the story. But if you hold like Rabbi Kiva holds the Rikike is not Miakev, so the whole Heta Chalitza Lashuk. Is through the chalitza. It's not shnei dvar mamatim. So if you only do the rikike, you didn't even do half. You didn't even do anything. It can't be Chatzia chalitza v'chatzia zekuka. That's the Gemara's kasha. We just said, according to Rabbi Akiva, the rikika alone can't aser. And the psak that they sent to Avu Adishma must be based on a combination of Rabbi Lezer Shita in the Mishnah and Rabbi Shita, Shnei Dvarim Hamter Madan Zafreg the Gemara. But we have a brisa that says, Rabbi Akiva holds like what we just said, that if you did rikika alone, she's aser. Miyam Rabbi Akiva rikika loy posla. Is that true? That according to Rabbi Akiva, if you do rikika alone, it cannot possibly aser. I will tell you, we have a brisa that reads as follows: Cholz of aloy rokiko v'aloy kora chalitzosik sheir. That's how we pass on halacha. If you did the chalitzi, took off the shoe, even though you didn't say the psukim, and even though you didn't do the rikika, b'diavad she's materis lihinosi lashuv. That's against Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says if you didn't do the rikika, she's not materis. And it's against the Tanoim there. The other Tanoim hold that the kriyas ha-psukim is me'akev. So this brisa, this line in the brisa clearly only goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The only thing that's me'akev is the rikika. The kriyas ha-psukim is not me'akev, and the rikika is not me'akev. So in this brisa that clearly goes like Rabbi Akiva, it says in the next line, rokeko v'loi choltza v'loi kora. If she only did rikika, chalitza sapsula. Chalitza sapsula means, it doesn't say v'loi klum. The next line says, kora. What if it did the kriyas ha-psukim, and neither did rikika nor did chalitza, en kambes mechesh, that's garnishment garnish. That's not called the chalitza psula. That doesn't pass halachim. All you did was the kriyas ha-psukim. You didn't even get the first base. But if it did rikika without chalitza, so it does aser. So that's a pella. How can it be? The brisa clearly, the Gemara asks Mani, whose opinion does the brisa follow? Leima, if you should say the brisa, it goes like Rabbi Lezer. It can't. Rabbi Lezer holds that the rikika is me'akev, and the brisa says cholzav aloy rokiko chalitzosik sheir. V'amar Rabbi Lezer kachi yosa dabshu umaisa me'akev. The brisa is against Rabbi Lezer. Elab shita Rabbi Akiva. It only goes like Rabbi Akiva. From the three shitas, how much is me'akev? The brisa says the only thing that's me'akev is the chalitza. That's Rabbi Akiva shita. And nonetheless, it says rokiko aloy cholzav aloy kora chalitzosik psula. It says if you do rikika alone, chalitza psula. So the Gemara says, Leman, what do you mean psula? To whom? What do you mean psula? Leima, if the brisa means to say, li alma, that she's not allowed to marry, it's a chadovet pashalaya that pshita, we have a chalitza dishtari li alma. Of course not. All you did is chalitza. All you did is rikika. Nobody holds the rikika is enough to be mata lashuk. You don't need a brisa to say like that. All you did was rikika. Of course it doesn't ask. El alav leachin. It says, if you did rikika, chalitza subsula, she's not allowed to have yibum. So it's not the way we made the whole cheshbon before. We made a whole explanation. The psak that they sent to Abu Adishmuel is based on a combination. You have to hold like Reb Lezer, that the rikika and the chalitza are both miyake, and you have to hold like Rebbe, the shnei dvam hambatir malim zebelozes. It brings about a half riza, a half chalois. So if you did rikika without chalitza, she's a chetzia chalutza and a chetzia zakuka. We just proved the brisa doesn't go like Rabbi Lezer. The brisa goes like Rabbi Akiva. Freg di Gemara, Shma Amino. You see that even Rabbi Akiva agrees. If you did rikika alone, it does asa. So the Gemara says, Hataka, why? What's the logic? It's not even Shnei Dvarim Hamatim. Freg di Gemara, Ule Rabbi Akiva. What's the sechel here? Maishne rikika, maishne kriya. Why is if he did kriya sapsukim en kam beis mechesh? The brisa said, it's garnish megarnish. It's not even chalitza psula that should be asur aloachim. So why is if he did rikika? Rikika is also not, just like the kriyas apsukim is not miyakev, so the rikika is also not miyakev. So whether he did rikika or kriyas apsukim shouldn't asur at all. Maishne rikika, maishne kriya. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a real din deraisa of a chalitza psula. Not like Rabbi Hanan said, there's a din of re'ach haget, and you carry it over, it's out of swar, the same thing to chalitza. No, not a real din deraisa. The whole thing is a gzera derabbanan. And for the Gemara, the difference between kriya and rikika is the following. Kriya sapsukin, kriya de isa b'metchila b'mesof. He starts off by saying, "Ben yivam elokim sheim liyisrael." Lo yavo yamin. And he says, "Lo chafasti lekachta." Then you do the chalitza. Then you do the rikika. Then she says, "Kochi yosalish." So she does kriya sapsukim in the beginning and in the end. So kriya sapsukim, de isa b'metchila b'mesof. You start off the chalitza process with the kriyas ha-psukim and you end off like that. So there, lo mechlef alei. If the woman, the Yivama, only did kriyas ha-psukim, No one will make a mistake and think, oh, they must have finished the whole chalitza, and she already said the psukim at the end, and if we'll allow her to perform yibum now, if we're allowed to have yibum, people will think that you're allowed to have yibum even after chalitza. Think she did the kriyas ha-psukim, she must have finished the whole chalitza. No, you start off with kriyas ha-psukim. You can start the beginning with kriyas ha-psukim. So there is no gzeira de rabbana. Lo mechlef aleich. You're not a concerned deal, Moser de chlufe. That people will think that a chalitza is allowed to marry, permitted to have yibum. Of a rikika, that you never start off, you're not supposed to start rikika in the beginning. Rikika de b'tchila leisa, you're not supposed to begin with rikika. Ula b'sofisa, you're only supposed to do the rikika after you already did the chalitza, that's the seder. Mechlef alei. If someone will come in and they'll see the Yavama did rikika, they'll think, oh, if they came in late, they'll see she does the rikika. They'll think she must have done the whole chalitza, and the rikika comes at the end. They won't realize she never did the chalitza. All she did was the rikika. But then they'll hear that the woman is going to do yibum. So think that you're allowed to do yibum after having done chalitza. And people will think that even after having done chalitza, you're still allowed to do yibum. So it's a gzera de rabban. Yivam she'rokako tachlots, if she did rikika, she's not allowed to do yibum. It's not a real din because, like a reach hagetz, it's a chalitza psula. It's not because of that. It's a new gzera de rabban because rikika is always done at the end. So people will think that she must have done the chalitza. It's a gzera de rabban. So I think we told over this story that the Rav Chaim Vital's sister was married to a son of the Beis Yosef. And that son, the Beis Yosef had a few sons. The son died leaving no children. Simcha Vital, we have Simcha boy's name. So Simcha Vital was kuka liyavam to the Beis Yosef's son who was married already to a different wife. So her father told her she shouldn't agree to do yibum. By the Svardim, they still, at that time for sure, they practiced yibum. There's no chem der Rabbeinu Gershom, so even though he was married, he was going to do yibum. So her father told her she shouldn't agree to yibum, she should insist on chalitza, because he's not going to treat her, he's already married to the first wife, he's going to treat her like a maid. He's not going to treat her nicely, so she shouldn't agree to yibum. So they were at a standstill. So the Yavam wanted to do yibum. Mitzvah yibum kodemus le mitzvah chalitza. And Paskin, that it's preferable to do yibum. The Beis Yosef's son wanted to do yibum, and she said, no, she only wants to have chalitza. So he didn't want to do chalitza, he was waiting to do yibum. A lot of time went by. So one fine day, she came into shul on a Monday or Thursday morning, walked in the men's section, she walked over to the Yavam, and she spit on the floor, and she tiptoed out. So the Rav Tzvat was the one who gave her this advice. He said, Yavam shirakuka tachlots, once she does rikike, we force the Yavam to do chalitza. So he said, that's it, now we're going to force the Yavam to do chalitza. Since he's not allowed to do yibum, so he has to do chalitza, he got no choice. That was the Maisa Shehoya. So at that time, there was a young, very young Talmud Chacham, the Maritatz Tzahalom, who I think was only 18 years old. So he wrote a whole tshuva disagreeing with the Rav in the city. He says that he's wrong. Yivam Sherokaka means if the Yavam and the Yavama, they both wanted to have chalitza. They both agreed to it. Let's say she takes off the shoe. Let's say she takes off the shoe of the Yavam l'shem chalitza. She sells shoes in a shoe store. And the Yavam comes to the store, he wants to buy a pair of shoes. And she says, okay, she's going to do the chalitza now. She puts on her shoe, she takes it off. Then she says, okay, she did the chalitza. So the Gemara said, it doesn't help. You have to, atchi iskaben hu, atchi tiskaben hi. It's not enough if the Yavama has in mind the shem chalitza. You have to have both the Yavam and the Yavama have to have in mind. So over here, Yavama shirokuko, she spit. He didn't know what was going on. The Yavam didn't want to, he wanted to have yibum. He didn't want to have chalitza. So that was number one. He never agreed to have the chalitza. So the fact that she did rikika didn't mean anything. And then it doesn't say anymore. She was the one who put herself in a predicament. So you kaifa the Yavam to do chalitza because she created a problem? That doesn't say anymore. It says, Mamashi Rakako Tachlot, if they both agreed they were going to perform chalitza and they didn't get to do it, they only did the rikika. So then we say they both wanted to have the chalitza. Once you did the rikika, so there's a chashash. The one who's the onlooker might think that they already did the whole, someone who came in late won't realize that they never did the chalitza. He'll think that they did already the rikike, the whole chalitza was done, and a chalitza is going to marry, going to do yibum, going to marry one of the brothers. The only time it's called the chalitza is atchis kavanu, atchis kavan hi. You both have to have kavana. So just like you need both kavana for chalitza, you have to have the both kavanas for the rikike also. But here the Yavam didn't know what hit him. Say, Tainas, the whole din doesn't apply. And even if the din would apply, even if the din would apply, so why do you force the yavam to do chalitza? Who told her to put herself in a predicament? Let's say, if the husband is a miserable husband, so sometimes the bezel will be kind for him to give his wife a get. What if the wife put herself into a predicament? The wife was mizana with someone. Now the husband is not allowed to live with his wife. But you penalize the husband, he, if kai for the husband to give his wife a get, who told her to go have an affair with someone else? She put herself in a predicament. She asked herself al baila by being mizana. It's her problem. Why should we be kai for? Over here also, that's when he says, where does it say in the Gemara, Yivam Mishirakka Tachlots means you kai for the yavam to do chalitza. It says you're not kai for. She made her own problems. So you're not kai for the yavam. So the... So the rabbi in Tzfat forced the Yavam to do chalitza. And they tied it that it was a chalitza shaloi kedin, it was a chalitza psula. So she never remarried and never did a second chalitza. So they left it like that. She was an aguna the rest of her life. He was upset. Why? He wanted to do yibum. He held he's still allowed to do yibum. Who told her to do the rikika? So according to the rabbi, the woman is not allowed to have yibum.
Even the chalitza.
Mean by us, it doesn't make sense. We date until we pick the right girl, and they like each other. I don't know. Years ago, it wasn't like that. They read a shidduch and they didn't even know each other, and they lived happily ever after. I don't know. No. Years ago, it wasn't the way it is today. They didn't date forever. Anyway, that's the famous story on this Gemara. So that's the first pshat the Gemara said. They sent a letter to Avu Ad Shmuel. Yivam Mishirok Kotachlot. It's not because Shnei Dvarim Hamatirim. It's not that. The Rikike makes her into a Mikzas Chalutza, and she's a Mikzas Zekuka. It's not a whole fancy Lamedish story. But just a plain Gzera de Rabban. People, if someone came in and he sees the Rikike, he may think that the whole Chalutza was done already, and they'll think that the Chalutza is doing Yibum. Then the Gemara says, but there's another version of what the letter was. The Ika the Amri. By the time the Gemara was written down, that was generations later. This is Avu Ad Shmuel. Rav Shmuel was the first generation of Amoraim. Avu Ad Shmuel, Shmuel's father. So he was right after the first generation of Amoraim, right at the end of the period of the Tanaim, beginning of the Amoraim. The Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, was edited by Rira Avashi, but it wasn't written down until deep into the days of the Goyim. So by the time they wrote down the Gemara, there were often different versions as to who said what and what did he say. So Yikadam, another version has it, the whole story is different. They said, the same person, Avu Ad Shmuel, but they didn't send them a letter. Yivam Mishirok Kotal. Yikadam, Hachi Sholcholei. Yivam Mishirok Kotachlots, Ve'en Atzvich Alorik Pamacheres. He didn't take a stand at all on this issue. He never said a word about it. If you did Rikike, you're not allowed to do Yibam. The case is a case, they both want to do Chalitza. The Yavam and the Yavam, they both agreed to do Chalitza. And the normal way to do chalitza is he's supposed to first do the chalitza, then do the rikika. What's the din if they did it out of water? B'diyevet. If they did the rikika first, so then you do the chalitza second, and there's no need to repeat the rikika later, because if it did shalai ala seder, the seder is not me'akev b'diyevet. And Yom Kippurim, the seder is me'akev. Kol avodah is Yom Kippurim. If you're mishana the seder, you have to repeat it again. And here the seder is not me'akev. I was going to quote it, Beferish Abraisa. The Seder is not Miyakim. So that's the second version. Ika di Amri, Hachi Sholcholei. This is what they sent. The line begins with the tiny dalet. Yivam Mashirak Kotaflis Ven Tzich Lorik Pamach Eretz. It's not necessary to repeat the Rikika that the Seder is not Miyakim. As the following story, Kiahi, like this Yivama, there's once Yivama Dasi Lekamei, the Rabba Mehav, the Yasser Rabba Bamamamu Kamei. So there was a Talmud sitting there. Rakakom, so that she made a mistake, she did the Rikika before the Chalitza. Omale Rabami, so the rabbi said to the Yavam Chalotzlo, let her take off your shoe, Vishari La Tigra, that'll be the end of the story. Let the Yavam do the Chalitza and finish. So the Talmud who was sitting in front of the Rebbe said, Omale Rabab of Habina Meirak, Abai, do you need Rikika? Zokta, she really did the Rikika. So he said, but it was Shaloy Al Seder. He's supposed to do in the right edit. Fregdimar v'terek ma'bekach, what's so bad? Let her do again the Rikika. Let her repeat the Rikika. So he says, no, it's not a smart idea to repeat the Rikika, because people will think that the Seder is me'akev. Nothing b'nei churva. The i'amrit, churva means a michshol. A michshol may come out. What michshol may come out? The i'amrit ted v'terek. If you'll insist that the Yavama should spit again a second time, amrit, people will think, Rikika kamaisa leiz be'mashasha. And then people will think If Yavama did Rikika, Rikika is only meaningful if it follows the Chalitza. If you did a Rikika without a Chalitza, it's nothing. For Haraya here, she did a Rikika, then she did the Chalitza. We insisted she repeat the Rikika, and the din is not true. That if she only did a Rikika, she's not allowed to do Yibum. That's going to be Nafik B'nei Churva. What's Nafik B'nei Churva? The Yamete, the Viterek. If you're going to insist that she repeat the Rikika, Amri people will think Rikika Kamaisa Lezba Mashasha was a Mr. Chalutza Leachim. People will think if she did only Rikika, they'll think she already did, she must have done the Chalitza already. And if you only do, the din is once you do Rikika, you're not allowed to do Chalitza. And over here, if all you did was the Rikika, you didn't do the Chalitza. So then the Rikika always has to follow the Chalitza. That's Gzeira de Rabbanim. But since the Rikika is normally done at the end, so someone will walk in late, they'll just see she does Rikika, they'll think that they already did the Chalitza. And then he'll hear that they allowed the Rabbanim allowed her to do Yibum, so it won't occur to them that she only did Rikika, she never did Chalitza. They'll think she did the whole Seder, and it ended off with the Rikika. And then they'll see the Yavama, she does Yibum, they'll think a Chalitza is allowed to do Yibum. That's Keneged Adin. That's a problem. But someone may walk in, and he'll hear, he saw that she only, he'll see Rikika, and he'll think it's probably the Rikika at the end of the whole Seder Achalitza. And then he'll hear next week that they decided to do Yibum, so he'll think that Achalitza is allowed to do Yibum. And you're making a Gzeira Shema, it may lead up to that. Obviously, that's an Issa Deraisa, we mentioned, I think, last week, 2 weeks ago. What's this din? Kivin Shalabana Shulivni, is that an Issa Deraisa, an Issa Derabanan? So the Rambam holds that the whole thing is only an Issa Derabanan. So what are you making Gzeiras for? You're afraid. You made a whole Gzeira. If you'll allow the girl only did Rikika, people will think that she already finished the whole Chalitza, and then they're going to hear that she did Yibum, so they're going to think a Chalitza is allowed to do Yibum. The whole Issa of a Chalitza is not allowed to do Yibum, Kivin Shalabanan Shulivni. The whole thing is only Derabanan. So what are you making a Gzeira Derabanan, such a far-fetched Derabanan? It's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So clearly, you see from the Gemara that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's an Issa deraisa, that the Rambam agrees to that. We mentioned the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis writes this Chiddush also. He has it in the Mishnah Torah, he has it in the Pirush HaMishnayis. He says that after doing Chalitza, she's not allowed to do Yibam, but it's only an Issa derabbanan, it's not an Issa deraisa. I, the Rambam, yes, it's an often a Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a real Issa deraisa. He said, that's only according to Rabbi Akiva who holds the Chavi Lavin, it's a Chavi Krisis. But since we don't pass them like that, so the whole Issa Yavama, after doing Chalitza, not allowed to do Yibam, the whole Issa is only the Rabban. So we mentioned the Rajba said, what has it got to do with Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan? So we said, Rabbi Soledji gave a husband why. But in this Gemara also you see that according to Rabbi Akiva, that's an Issa deraisa. Once you do Chalitza, you're not allowed to do Yibam, it's a real Issa deraisa. And there's room to make a Gzer the Rabbanan. Otherwise, you have no right to make it. It's a gzera l'gzera. In order to make a gzera rabbanon, you have to have a strong concern. If it's a milsa de lo shchicha, you're afraid once every 100 years someone's going to do an avera. You have no right to make a gzera. It's insufficient cause. And if you're afraid someone's going to violate a derabbanon, it's also insufficient cause. Bezna has no right to make a gzera. That's a gzera l'gzera. You have no right to make a gzera derabbanon if you're only concerned someone's going to violate a din derabbanon. If you're concerned someone's going to violate a din deraisa, That's a sufficient cause. No, Chalitza needs a bezin, but someone may think, and then he hears the next week that this woman who did the Rikika went and she had Yibum with the brother, so he'll think that that's the din. Once you do, no, so then there may be another case of a woman who really did Chalitza, and then she'll think, well, we heard it's permissible. A Chalitza is allowed to do Yibum, even after having done Chalitza, and that's an Issa deraisa. Once you did the Chalitza, it's an Issa deraisa. They're not going to ask the Bezin then. Yeah, another case will come up. Another woman will actually do Chalitza, and then she'll do Yibum later, because she heard the rumor was that after you do Chalitza, he's still allowed to do Yibum. And that's an Issa deraisa. This evening, Gemara, it's an Issa deraisa. So this was the second version, even the second version of what the letter was that they sent Avua Dishmo. What they sent him was, and there's no need to repeat the Rikika, because the Seder is not Meyake. So then the Gemara says, who is it? Rababa. Rababa was a Talmud sitting in front of Rabbi Yami. So Rababa thought that it's a teretz that he's giving, a dchia. He's giving an interpretation. That he says the Seder is not Meyake. Who saw the He's only defending what he said originally. So then when he started to research it, Nafak Tok Leashkach, Rababa researched it, and he found out that's enough on a brisa that says it's correct. The Seder of the Chalitza is not Miyakev. If you did the Rikika before the Chalitza, there's no need to repeat the Chalitza. Nafak, he went out of the Beis Medrash, went to the library where Tok Leashkach, he was Medayik, and he discovered a brisa the Tanya, Ben Sheiklim Chalitza the Rikika, Ben Sheiklim Rikika the Chalitza, Mashasa Asi, that but ever the Chalitza is Kash, even if it's Shaloy El Asir. We mentioned the Maisa Shahaya, but my father told me what happened when he used to use an old European sefer that was falling apart. It has the Seder Chalitza in it. So the pages were falling apart. So accidentally, he dropped a few pages on the floor. He picked it up. He put it back out of order. He didn't realize. So he had them say the wrong the psukim. He said them, had them say the psukim out of order. He's supposed to say first, he says, Me'en yivam elokim shem liyach b'Yisrael. Then the Yavam says, Lachavatsa lekachta. Then at the end, you say, Kocha yasalish. So my father said he put the pages by mistake out of order. So they said, Kocha yasalish in the beginning. And then they said at the end, Me'en yivami. So the shaila was, the chalitza was good, the rikika was good. She already said the pasuk Kocha yasalish. The kriyas ha-psukim is not me'akib b'diyah, but the shaila is, should you require lachatchila that she should say over again the pasuk Kocha yasalish ha-shaliyiv. So my father mistakenly thought that since the whole Seder is not me'akev, so the Seder for the Kriyas HaPsukim is also not me'akev. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about this. Avnei Nezer has, he thinks that that's not correct. He thinks, l'chatchila they should have done, b'di'evet they went home, so b'di'evet the Kriyas HaPsukim is not me'akev. But l'chatchila they should have said it over again, because like you have a book, the book has a prologue, preface, and then you have an epilogue at the end. You have an introduction, then you have a conclusion. So here, Kochi Asalish is supposed to be the conclusion. So if you said in the beginning, you weren't Yotze. So after you do the Chalitza with the Rikika, she should have said again, Kochi Asalish. For Afam, they didn't say so, but yeah, it's good without the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Mea. But the Gemara says, even if they said Kochi Asalish, the Gemara said before, Kriya is Valoy Klum, Ekan Beis Mechesh. Gemara said, why? Because everybody knows that there's Kriya before and Kriya after. Rikika is only normally done after the Chalitza. So if someone walks in and he sees that she did Rikika, they'll think they already did the Chalitza. But if they see that she's saying Psukim, they know that the Seder of the Chalitza begins with Psukim. So they won't pay attention which Pasuk she's saying. So even if she said Kocha Yasalish, it doesn't mean anything. They'll think that they're starting the ceremony. They won't think that they finished it. That's what the Gemara suggested before. The other Gemara tells a story. Levi was also the same generation as Rabbi Shmuel. Levi was also a Talmud of Rabbi Yudanos. Levi Nafek L'Kariyos. He once was traveling around in the little villages. Kiriyah is a city. Kariyosa is a plural, little villages. Bo'minei, they asked Levi three shailas. And he didn't know all three questions. Maybe they asked him 100 questions, so three of them he did know. Bo'minei, they asked the shaila, what's it din? Gidem is ma'ushet tachlots. What if the woman doesn't have any arms? The Yivama doesn't have any arms. So is it possible for her to do Chalitza on her? It's one shayla. Tzvetu shayla, what's the din Yivama shirak gadam? When she spits on the floor, so it comes out from her mouth, the saliva comes out with a lot of dam. Let's say it's roiv dam in a miut. Would you say the saliva is bottled by roiv? So you're not yotze the yark of the funnel. Maybe you're not yotze because the saliva is bottled by roiv. And the third, so that's the shayla they asked. No, the Gemara says you need roke. But the Gemara says there's going to be a little bit of roke. The Gemara is going to say like that, you need roke. But we assume that a little bit of roke is also good, and it's not batel b'roiv. It's not, but why don't you say it's batel b'roiv? So that's a famous comment. The Mordechai has a comment. He says, if something is b'lo'ilam mitarubis, that's a natural thing. The saliva develops in the mouth together with the blood. That's the way it comes out. So that's not betel. Betel is only, treif and kosher and two things that mixed up together. Then you say betel. But if it comes out from the body like that, naturally like that, so it's both. The miut is not betel. So the first shaila is, what if the yevama doesn't have any arms? Can't she do chalitza? Second shaila was, what if she spits on the floor, but the roiva, what she spits out, is full of dam? The third shayla was on a pasuk in Daniel. Daniel says, "I'll tell you, he's going to tell him a nevuah." So the Gemara says, "What do you mean, Chaldik Ksav She'ena Emes? He's getting a nevuah min Hashemayim. So sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not true. But they're giving him a nevuah that's a fake. What's over here, Ksav She'ena Emes?" So the Gemara says, "Lahavi biyada." These three shaylas he did know. Maybe he had another 97 shaylas he did know, but these three he did know. Also, he came back. to civilization after visiting all the villages. Also, Shal Bei Midrash, he came to the Beis Midrash and he asked to all Shabbos. Omrelay, so they told him the answers to the two questions. So the first question was, Gidema, she's missing her arms, can she do chalitza? So he says, Miksi v'chaltza biyad. You don't need biyad. You know, so how does she do chalitza? So the Gemara says, another place, Gidemus choletzes bishineho. If she wants to become the Taras Lina, she can have yibum, and then he'll give her a get, able to do yibum, but she wants to have chalitza, she doesn't want to have yibum, she wants to have chalitza, so she can do the chalitza by taking it off with her teeth. But if she has hands, Taisa's quote, she has hands, then we insist she should do it with her right hand. Taisa's quotes when Yerushalmi like that. That's not, you can't say it's ma'akeh b'dieved. If she can do chalitza b'shineho, gidemus chalitza b'shineho, so certainly if you do it the left hand b'dieved, it would be good. But l'chatchila, you tell her, put your left hand behind your back and take off. She has to untie the knots and take off the shoe, everything with one hand. You can't appoint the shliach. That we're going to have to learn. Why can't you appoint the shliach? That's going to be on the next daf. It's going to be on the top of the next daf. We'll have to discuss. Why can't the shliach? That was always an asik in Europe. The Yavam lived on one side of the world. The Yavam lives on the other side of the world. So we have to travel all the way. It costs a fortune. So maybe he can send a letter and appoint the shliach in the other country. Maybe he can appoint the shliach. Maybe she can appoint the shliach. So we don't allow either. We don't allow either to appoint. There was one of the Rabbonim in Europe, one of the Elacha Rabbonim in Europe. You don't allow the Yavam to appoint the Shliach, because the Yavam has to take off the shoe from his right foot. So the Shliach's right foot is not superior to the Yavam's left foot. It's like a mitzvah shebegufa. I'll appoint you as a Shliach, you should like tefillin for me. But you're going to put tefillin on your arm. So it's the wrong arm. The tefillin has to be over here. If I ask you to put the tefillin over here, Mr. Mayam Yotze the mitzvah, you put the tefillin on my arm, but if you put the tefillin on your arm, your left arm is not better than my right arm. If I put the tefillin on my right arm, Tugnish. Here also, the Yavam has to take off the shoe from the right leg of the Yavam, so the right leg of the Shaliach is not superior to the left leg of the Yavam. So that we understand. But why shouldn't the Yavam be able to appoint the Shaliach? So one of the Rabbonim allowed, I think it was the one of the Gedolim was under great pressure, so he allowed the Yavama to make a shliach. He said, the Yavam can't, but the Yavama does a maisa. She doesn't have to do the chalitza with her right hand. She can do it bishineho. She just has to remove the shoe, so she can appoint a shliach. And then when they bopped him over the head, and they said the psak was wrong, so he admitted that he made a mistake. He thought on the spur of the moment, he was under great pressure. So he wrote, here in America, there were always characters, Rabbanim, in the early 1900s, who allowed that. That the Yavama can make a shliach. So Rab Chaim Oizer was tumbling. It's a ben Soramar and a Zalkamam and a Shegetz and a Apikairis and Shualim Ketan Mechab and Kramim. They were tumbling about that. There was a big fight whether the Yavama can appoint a shliach. We'll have to learn the Gemara. We'll have to figure out why it's not good. It's not a mitzvah shebegufa, so why can't she make a shliach? Yeah, we understand why. Well, yeah. Right, it shouldn't be. There's no specific part of her body that has to do the chalitza. She can do bishina with the right hand, with the left hand. So why can't she make a shliach? So it must be a different reason. We'll have to discuss it. But the first psak was bishina. The second psak, umiksiv yarka rok. Doesn't have to be all rok, even if it's 98%, 2% rok, is also a good bidi of it. And on the pasuk in Daniel, it's min hashamayim. What do you mean? He's getting a nevuah, getting ruach hakodesh min hashamayim. So the more like kashi, kam b'gzardin sheishim mashuah, kam b'gzardin sheinei mashuah. If min hashamayim, the Rebbeinu Shlom made a gzardin and he swore, then it's not going to be reversed. But if there's a gzardin sheinei mashuah, then it's nitan to be reversed. Kedir Rashmo Barami. Like we know from the Amora, Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Ami, Amar Rab Yonasan, he quotes in the name of an earlier Amora. Mirad Gzardin Sheishim Mashvur Sheinu Miskareya. If the Beis Shalom Maila makes a Gzardin with a Shvur, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes a Shvur, that'll never be reversed. Shemam Alachem Nishbati the Beis Eli. Shalom swore he's going to punish all the descendants of Eli Akoin. Miskaper Avon Beis Eli Bezavachu Mincha Roilam Shoyt. For generations later, Eli was before the Mishkan Shiloh. Eli was before the first Beis Hamikdash. And we're talking in the days of the Amoraim, people were dying. Days of the Talmud, days of the Amoraim. People were dying at the age of 18, and that's because of the curse that the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Nishbati le-Beis Eli, and Miskaper Avoin Beis Eli, ad olam, forever. So the Gemara says that punishment that the Beis Eli had, that was a Shavuah. So since it's Shavuah, It's ain't a miscarriage. That will not be undone. But they have can be mitigated a little bit. That one, the avera beiseli cannot be miskaper. They won't live longer than 18 bezevach and mincha, even if they bring karbonis. So Rabbah has a comment. Amar Rabbah on the first very wide line. Amar Rabbah bezevach and mincha in the miskapa. If you bring all the karbonis in the world, you're not going to live longer than 18 avim miskapa hu b'divrei Torah. But if you learn Torah, then your life can be extended longer than 18. Abaye and Rabbah was the uncle of Abaye. Abaye was a yosim. His father died when his mother was pregnant. His mother died at childbirth. So he didn't have a father or a mother. In Kiddushin, in the sugi of Kibbut Aviyim. So Abaye says, he's a yosim. He never had a father, never had a mother. He says, how fortunate I am. I never had the challenge of Kibbut Aviyim. Because everybody violates Kibbut Aviyim. Then after the parent dies and the children feel guilty, so they spend a fortune of money on the matzeve and on the tachrichim and on the oren. Supposed to spend so much money. Supposed to be mekayem Kibbut Av while the parents are alive. We all violate that. That's up. So Abaye was raised by his uncle, by Rabbah. So they're both Kohanim. Abaye and Rabbah were both Kohanim. So Rabbah says, if you learn Torah, your life will be extended. Abaye says, not only if you learn Torah, but zavach v'mincha in a miskapa. Bringing karbonis won't extend your life. And a miskapa hu b'milas chasadim. If you're involved in milas chasadim, that time that you spend in milas chasadim doesn't count. Your life will be extended. That's how they say the Chavetz Chaim used to sometimes come boys from the yeshiva and tell them that they have to go raise money for this cause, for that cause, but we have to learn. So he said, don't worry. The Gemara says that the time that you spend in milas chasadim will not be taken away. You'll live an extra year or two. And the schus that you're doing milas chasadim, that time, that those years don't count. As much time as you waste on the milas chasadim, min hashamayim, they'll give you extra time over here. They're all supposed to die at the age of 18, but if they're learning Torah, they're actually the milas chasadim, their lives will be extended. So the Gemara tells this story. Rabbah and Abaye were both Kohanim, descendants from Minit Beis Eli, because they both were descendants of Beis Eli. Rabbah only was Osek Batura, Choya Arboin Shnin. He lived to the age of 40 instead of dying at 18. Abaye Dosi Batara Ubing Milus Chasadim lived to the age of 60. That was the secret that he understood. Only Bezevach of Mincha life will not be extended, but not only Batara Milus Chasadim is Basa. He lived to the age of 60. Tara Rabbana Mishpacha Achasai Braisa, Mishpacha Achasai Sabi Rishalayim, Shahoy Mason, Kibench Mon Asrei, Shana. They all died at the men, died at the age of 18. So they asked the Tanner, Rabbi Yechim and Zaka, what's going on? Amalahem, maybe they're Kohanim, descendants from the Beis Eli. Shenem l'chol b'ayim b'speis chayim musa anashim. They'll all die before they reach the age of 18. D'chu b'yiska b'atoira v'tichyu. Learn Torah here already. What Rabbi said, what they quoted the name of Rabbi, that when you learn Torah, your life will be extended if you're from the Beis Eli. That's already from the days of Rabbi Yechim and Zaka, they knew that. Hoch v'yoskim b'atoira v'chayu. They all survived longer. They lived longer than 18. They called the whole family Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who gave them that advice. They should learn Torah, and the years that they learn will not be oila. Their life will be extended. The Gemara picks up again the theme. If there's a gzardim in Hashemayim with a shvur, without a shvur, so with a shvur it will not be reversed. Without a shvur it can be reversed. Amar Shema Barunya. If the Banisha makes a Gzaidin to Rabbim against the Tzibur, that's never going to be, it's always left. Who says? There's never any Chasim. That's not true. The Banisha is talking to the whole Klal Yisrael. The Navi says it. Even if you wash off with soap, you use detergent. Nichtam means a kesem, a stain. Your averis are there in front of me. And the Gemara understands nichtam like chasim. There is a gemar din. There will be a gemar din. So what do you mean that a gzar din against the tzibur is always left open? There's never any gemar din. It's not true. There is a chasim. Even if without an altikri, even without that. The pasuk sounds like the stain is there forever. Even if you use soap, the stain is there forever. It can't go away. So it means that there is a gzar din. Elders like the Gemara, no, what he meant to say, not that there's never any gemar din. Nichtam avanech lefane, there is a gemar din. L'minayish apilu, nechtam miskareya, that's what he means to say. Even if there's a gemar din, but if the gemar is a gzar din, was against the whole tzibur, against the rabbim, so then it can be ripped up. Shenamak mik Hashem alkein b'chol karein ve'ilof. The Jewish people have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So any gmar din, any gzar din against the tzibur can always be reversed. And at any time also, any season of the year, any time, If they daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, everything can be reversed. Right? The Gemara, but we have another pasuk that seems to imply that there are certain seasons of the year. There's a better chance of having your prayers answered. The other pasuk says, "B'chol karein ve'elo," whenever any season of the year, any time, I vaksiv dir shashem behimotzo. Behimotzo means that that season of the year where you stand a better chance of being answered. Everything more like kasha. Ha biyachid ha betzibah de yachid. Better daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu to give him a break and a service to make tshuva. That's the Gemara. Yochid Emas. When is the behimotzo? Amram Nachman. Amram Rabbu. Eila sar yamish bein moshav yam kippur. It's the season when Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes himself more accessible. So if a yochid wants to daven, the Gemara din should be broken when there's no shvua. When the Gemara din should be broken, so the best time is a service to make tshuva. But the tzibur, they can daven b'chol karein v'ila, any season of the year. But then the Gemara goes back to the psak again. The rikika was out of order. They did the chalitza. They did the rikika first, and then they're doing the chalitza. And the rikika itself was shvachamaisis because it was all full of blood. When she spit, it was 98% blood and only 2% of rock. So he says they sent him a psak. They sent a letter to Avud Shmuel. It's good. Even though the bulk of the rikika was not tachlots. Let it do the chalitza, and the seder is not meyakim. It's good the way it is. Why? Lefishev shel adam, but lo tzich tzich rok. There certainly will be a little of rok in the dam. And it's not bottle. That's the mordechai that they quote. The mordechai, if it's bottle oil, but taruvis, that's not bottle. Veg mar kashem, meisevei, yochol yehei dam, hayotze mipiv, and mipiv, what's the din? Azav is an apatume. And mayonis azav, Arosa Tommy, Rashi explained, what's Mayonis Azav? Roko and Meme Raglov. The pasuk said, V'chiyor kazav batohar. If the Zav accidentally spits on someone. So the Roko, just like the Zav is an Avatuma, so the Roko Azav is also an Avatuma. And the Meiraglain, Roko Meme Raglov is also an Avatuma. So what if instead of Roko, what if he has Dama Yetzimipiv? The Zav is bleeding. So the blood of the Zav drips on someone else. So that's not called Mayanas Hazav. That doesn't have the status of an Avatuma. Or let's say Mipiho Omo, the Eva Hazakru is somehow dripping dam. Instead of Meraglayim coming out, if he has Ro coming out of his mouth, saliva, so Ro Kazav is Mayanas Hazav. Rashi quotes from the Gemara. The Gemara is Loshen in Nida. If it's Misagal B'yotze, the roke, you can gather together the roke in your mouth. It develops, the Meraglim develops in the body. It's Misagal B'yotze, it gathers together, and then you express it. But that's only Roka Me Meragla. But the bleeding, that's not Misagal B'yotze. So that's a Befresh. Yochli Hei Dam Hayotze Mipiv Shal Hazav Mipiv Oma. Maybe it's also not Hatume like Roka Me Meragla Tamalai Mano. Zobotame. Only Zova, they ain't dama yetzim in pipi hametame alator. So the kasha is why, but he just said yepshad adam below tzich tzuche rok. If the Yavama spits out dam, it's 98% dam, it's going to be a little bit of rok in it. So the Gemara said it's good enough. So over here also, there is no shear for rok or mashu. The rok of a zav is matami, even if it's only mashu. So if he spits out from his mouth dam, so the dam is going to have a mashu have rok in it. So let the mashu of the rok be metami. That's my yonis azav. It's metami that's an av hatuma. And for the that's the gemara's kasha. He just said by the yivama, yepshel the dam below tzichtzuche rok. You have to have a little bit of rok. So here by the zav also let it be metami. And for the gemara loy kasha, the last line, kav motzetzes kam b'shoseis. If the dam is bleeding, the zav is bleeding from his mouth. But it's possible that there's not going to be any rok. If he gathers together all the stuff in his mouth and he spits it out, so then he's going to gather together rok and dam. So then it's going to be yepshele dam velo tzichtzuche rok. There's going to be a little bit of rok. But if that's if his motzetzes, if he or she, the yivama or the zav, if they gather together in their mouth and they spit it out, then it's going to be a mashahu of rok. But if it's just shoseis, let's say the yivama is standing in front of the yavam and her mouth is bleeding. So instead of spitting on the floor, she lets the blood drip on the floor. So you don't assume that is the efshel the dam below tzichtzicherok. Only motzetzes. Then Rashi says if she gathers it all together, that's the bottom line. She efshel below tzichtzicherok. Then we assume for sure there's going to be some. This week's sedra we have the opening Rashi and Chumash quotes the Medrash. Amar Rav Yitzchak, the Torah should have really begin from the beginning of Perek Yud Beis. In Shmos, Achodesh Azalachem Rosh Chodoshim. That's the first mitzvah Rishonah that was given to Klal Yisrael as a nation. The Bris Milah was given to Avram, but it wasn't given to the whole Klal Yisrael. It had to be given again after Maimon HaSinai. If it was given to Avram Avinu, it wouldn't be Mechayev the Doris, the Rambam said. It had to be repeated. And the mitzvah Gidon Osher was given to Yaakov Avinu, had to be repeated later on by Avram, Moshe Rabbeinu. So the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael was Achodesh HaZalachem. So Rashi quotes, why doesn't the Torah begin Achodesh HaZalachem? He said, because Karech Ma'asim Higliyam Los Islam Nachim Zgoy. The Bon Shalom wanted everybody to know he's the boss, he created the world, he has the right to give anything in the world to whomever he wants, and he gave Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. The Umas Olam have the Taina Listim Atem. They complain that we took over Eretz Yisrael illegally. Shekivashtem Arza Shiva Goyim in the New York Times. And in the United Nations, they were saying that the Israelis stole the country. That's the first Russia. They got another him. Listim Atem. That they had no right to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe Shlom wrote the whole Sefer Bereishis that the Jews should know, the Goyim should know also, but the Jews should know that we have a Taina, that Eretz Yisrael belongs to, the whole world belongs to the Rebbe Shlom, and he gave Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people, so we're not Gazlan. So this was the first mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people. So the way Kiddush HaChodesh used to be for many generations, he used to have Edom would come and testify that they saw the Levana, you have to have a Bezn of Shlosha Smuchim, and then the Bezn would declare, Kiddush HaChodesh. They would declare today's Rosh Chodesh, or tomorrow, whenever, any given month, can either be 29 or 30 days, so the Bezin would declare. Then it came a period during the lifetime of Abai Varava. Abai Varava lived in Babel. They didn't have any smichi in Eretz Yisrael. Once you get smichi in Eretz Yisrael and you go to Chutz Lortz, you can function as a samuch. Receive smichi in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't fly back and forth like we do. So those who lived in Babel, they didn't have any smichi. So their counterparts, during the lifetime of Abai Varava, the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael set up the system as we know it today. That we have the Luach and it goes automatically. What was the impetus, the system? Why didn't they leave it the way it was before? We usually assume, because there were Gzeres Hashmad, the Goyish government kept on making Gzeres, they didn't allow them to do Smicha. The Gemara tells in Sanhedrin, they would wipe out the whole community, where they would kill all the Balabatim in the community where they gave Smicha. And they would kill the Rabbanim. One of the Rabbanim gave Smicha to Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir. And they killed them. The Poshub shot it because of the Gzeres Hashmad. They were afraid. There won't be any smuchim who will be able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. They set up the system of the Luach, however that works. I saw, it was a Chassidus Rebbe, the Bnei Yisoschar. He wrote the Sefer Bnei Yisoschar, is all Hela Chassidus there. Kabbalah and Chassidus, a lot of times I don't know what he's talking about at all. But he wrote another Sefer, that's Halacha. He has the Derech Pikudecha. It's a Sefer Mitzvahs that goes to the middle of Parshas Mishpatim. So he writes over here about the Kiddush HaChodesh. He writes a different explanation. He says because there was such a pizur, the Jews were spread all over the world, so many different countries, so if the Bezin is going to make Kiddush HaChodesh, they didn't have email, so how are they going to notify everybody when Rosh Chodesh is? It was getting out of hand, so they decided they have to make a Luach Kavua, and Shine, that's going to solve the problem. He says now, he always wondered, he never understood the tefillah that we say when you bench Rosh Chodesh to Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. How does that fit in over here? So he understood that this means the Rebbeinu Shlomo will bring all the Nitchei Yisrael, will gather together in Eretz Yisrael. Then we'll be able to go back to the old system. We won't need the Luach. He says, we'll go back to the old system. And all the Jews will live in Eretz Yisrael, so there won't be any problem. Today there's no problem. You'll notify by email. Everybody in the world will find out instantaneously. He says, that's what it means, the Kabbis Nidachena, the Arba Kamfasarets, and we'll be able to go back to the old system, the Yemekanash Al Piha Eidim. How does it work? How do we have Rosh Chodashim today? So that's a famous machlik, is the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah. So the Ramban says, Hillel HaSheni was Mekadesh, all the Rosh Chodashim lasid love, biz Moshiach Betkumen. Whenever Moshiach comes, so then the system is off. But until there'll be a Bezdin, when Moshiach will come, so Hillel HaSheni was Mekadesh all the Rosh Chodashim in advance, and he was Ma'abro all the Shonim based on the system. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be Ma'abro the Shonim. And another 10 years is going to be a Shalom Oberes. You have to wait till that year. He says, that's only midirabbanan. You shouldn't do it. If you see you have no Breira, then the din derabbanan doesn't apply. So Hillel HaSheni was Mekadosh Ol HaChadoshim, Losid Lovoi, Ma'abro Ol HaShonim. And he said, this is in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That is man that there's a Bezin available. Bezin has to make Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra HaShonah. When there's no Bezin available, and they felt there's no Bezin's not available, so the Halacha Moshe Mesinai says that it happens al pi acheshbon. Ramban says humorously, I'm a little familiar with Talmud. I never heard that there's such a halacha in Moshe Messina. So the Brisker Rav says, yes. The Gemara calls it the Sod Ho'ibur. There was some kind of a secret. And he says that Rabbi Hananel on the side of the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, said that's what the Sod Ho'ibur was, something about this. That when there's no bezin available, what the Rambam said he got from the Goyim. There's no bezin available, so the Rosh Chodashim can happen by themselves. That's the simple reading of the Rambam. But then Rav Soloveitchik, this is where Rav Soloveitchik, his first Yortzeit Rosha. His father died in Gimel Shvat. Every, those who remember, he used to give a Yortzeit Rosha every year in Gimel Shvat. 4 hours, the first 2 hours was halacha, and the next 2 hours would be a drosha, hashkofa, musa, based on halacha that he said. But the people would come in from out of town. They came in by plane, they came in by car, they came in from Tor Vadas and from Lakeville, from all the yeshivas. Everybody came in to the Yortzeit drosha. It was a big, so this was the first Yortzeit drosha. So he explained, if you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, he never said that it happens by itself. It says that the Klal Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael take care of the Kiddush HaChodesh. By saying Yalav Yavoy, by davening Musa, that makes it into Rosh Chodesh. The din always was that you need a Bezdin as not the Bezdin to Paskan Shabbos, you need a Bezdin that's representing Klal Yisrael. But when there's no Bezdin available, then the Klal Yisrael takes back the mitzvah. So by their Nihug, by their observing the day as Rosh Chodesh, that's what makes it into Rosh Chodesh. And part of that is also to announce the Shabbos in advance. Apparently some point out there's a passage, there's a story in the Talmud Yerushalmi, seems to imply that this practice existed Bizman HaYerushalmi. It was before the Bavli. Talmidim Rabbi Yechon wrote to the Yerushalmi. Apparently there was such a practice to announce the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So that's all part of the Kviyas HaChadoshim. The Klal Yisrael does it. The Iker is the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz, they have Kedusha, they chayav mitzvah, but they're not Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael that the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, but their observance of Rosh Chodesh, they make it into Rosh Chodesh. So we still fulfill, according to the Rambam, we're still fulfilling the mitzvah today. So live in Eretz Yisrael, I'm making it into Rosh Chodesh. According to the Ramban, we're just passive. It was all taken care of. Ahil Lasheni, 1,500 years ago, in the lifetime of Abba Eliro.
Why did you have
to finish
the first mitzvah?
Why was that the first mitzvah?
It's a swarno in the Queen of Rosh Chodesh.